It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In central Wisconsin, a fourth-generation distribution company has earned a global reputation for being a great place to work.
Nelson Jameson, based in Marshfield, employs more than 200 people throughout the state. The company distributes food, dairy, and beverage supplies nationwide, including here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Today producer Courtney Everett spoke with Heather Simkuski, the company's vice president of employee and customer experience, about workplace culture.
For the second consecutive year, Nelson Jameson has earned this Great Place to Work certification. I understand this is a global recognition for the Wisconsin-based distributor. So why do employees then across the country feel this is a great place to work?
Yeah, I think the employees that work at Nelson Jameson have a lot of respect for how we contribute to the communities, the work that we do for our customers, the difference that we make. I think they feel like we have a culture that supports them and their families as far as work-life balance. You know, they feel really welcome when they join the company, and they just really have a sense of pride when they look at what we accomplish.
You mentioned that work-to-life balance. Is that attracting people to the distribution industry, either in Wisconsin or even in other states?
Yeah, it really does. Employees want to not only make sure that they're making a difference when they're at work, but they also want to make sure that they're working for a company that supports them both professionally and in their personal life.
I understand this Great Place to Work model uses a survey to evaluate the workplace culture and that perspective from the employee. Is the survey anonymous to then measure how people truly feel?
Yeah, that's one of the best things about it, is that it's truly anonymous. We love the ability to give our employees a platform in which they can voice their feedback, whether it's positive or if there is something that they feel that we need to work on, and not have a fear that they're going to be, you know, identified.
For employers who are listening, maybe thinking about, you know, implementing that company survey, what's important to ask employees, do you think?
Yeah, it's really important to ask employees if they feel as though, you know, their leadership is listening. How do they feel that we can improve? Do they feel we're focusing on the right things? Do they feel that the vision of the company is clear? And make sure we're really getting a pulse on how our employees are feeling, especially on the front lines. The larger a company gets and the more that it scales, it can be easy sometimes to lose sight of how every employee is feeling. So we want to make sure that what we're doing, depending on, you know, which department or which level of the company you are, that those messages and that communication is trickling down to your employees. So what better way to know if it is than asking them?
You mentioned doing the right things. What do you think those things are?
We attend and we send a lot of our employees at all different levels of the organization to industry events. They participate in different trade shows, conferences, seminars, and they bring back the information that they're hearing at these industry events. And we're able to use that information to help make sure that we're staying on the right path and make sure that the things that we're working on are what the real issues are out there and making sure we're solving the right problems.
I want to talk further about why people leave jobs. Last year, iHire, an employment platform, surveyed 2,000 U.S. workers. More than 600 employees said they quit in 2024 because of a toxic work environment followed by poor company leadership. How can employers then build trust that offers respect and fairness to employees?
Yeah, I think it starts, honestly, with surveys like the Great Place to Work survey, asking employees how they feel, making sure they have a platform in which they don't have to fear voicing what their concerns are, and then also asking the right questions. You had asked earlier about how are you determining, you know, what questions you should ask or what's important to ask these employees. And I think it's important to ask not only about how they're feeling about their current job, but also to ask how they feel that communication is trickling down. If they feel like their management team has a clear vision and a clear direction, creating action plans when we get that feedback so they can see a difference. We look for those trends year over year to make sure that the areas that maybe we didn't necessarily get the highest score in, that we're getting a higher score the next year in those areas.
Outside of the survey, what do employees need to feel they have a voice?
I think that they need to have a great relationship with their leadership team, their direct supervisor, as well as any department heads and broader leadership team. They need to make sure that they have that sense of mutual respect and that their job is important so they have a level of comfort sitting down and having those conversations with their supervisor.
Thank you so much for joining us, Heather.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Heather Simkuski, Vice President of Employee and Customer Experience at Nelson, Jameson & Marshfield. She spoke with producer Courtney Everett.